الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
Those things that invalidate, this is very important, those things that invalidate the fast and also require kafara with the qada. You see, we have two types of things. Two things that invalidate the fast. Sorry, there's two types of actions that invalidate the fast. We have certain things that invalidate the fast which require both a qada. What is a qada? Making up. Allah says in the Quran that if you don't, فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. You make up for it, make up. We say a make up. And in Arabic we say qada. And we have another thing called kafara. Kafara, translation of that is an expiation. An expiation, kafara, penalty. What is that? We'll talk about it. So first we look at those things that require a qada as well as a kafara. This is more serious. This is more serious, okay? Now, to understand what necessitates a qada as well as a kafara, it's very simple. If you learn a principle, it's very easy. Remember, kafara is only necessary in very few situations. Very few situations. Any kind of doubt, any kind of shubha, kafara is forgiven. There's no kafara. You know, it's kafara is a bit like the hudud punishments. As the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idra'u al-hudud bi-shubuhat. Try to avert and try to avoid giving the capital legal punishments as much as possible. Any doubt, any small doubt, there's no capital punishment. Okay? But you're still sinful, you still have to do tawbah. So with kafara, it's only in a few situations. The summary or the principle, okay, to know when kafara is necessary is that kafara and expiation, along with the qada, remember to make up for the fast, and then kafara as well, which is maybe 65 or whatever I'll talk about. Kafara is only necessary because of three things. Number one, eating. Number two, drinking. Number three, actual sexual intercourse. Remember, actual full sexual intercourse. Three things. Done deliberately. After starting the fast of Ramadan, after already starting, so breaking in the middle of the fast, okay, without any excuse and without any force. Without any excuse means that you're not ill or sick. Somebody is forced, compelled by some excuse, means that you feel extremely hungry, you fear for your life, you fear for your health, or you're ill. Somebody has asthma and they need to take an asthma pump, which we'll talk about, doesn't invalidate the fast. But they need it, the suffering. So you just take the asthma pump, you break it, there's no, you just make up one day. Okay, so without, if somebody, there's no excuse, without any excuse, without any force, somebody forces you to eat, again, there's only one day of makeup. Because all these things, there's, you know, ifs and buts, there's a doubt there. So eating, drinking, actual sexual intercourse. Actual sexual intercourse means not any source, any kind of sexual gratification. All other sexual gratifications besides actual sexual intercourse, there's only makeup, qada, as we will come to. But full sexual intercourse, and then deliberately. Why deliberately? Because if it's by mistake, it's only one day makeup. Somebody was doing wudu, gargling the mouth, and what happened? Some water went down the throat. Was that deliberate? No. Was that forgetfully? No. Was that accidentally? Yes. Now, forgetfully doesn't break your fast. Accidentally, only one day qada. And deliberately is qada and kafara. So, deliberately, and without any excuse, without any force, and also knowing that this thing actually invalidates your fast. That's the last part. Have I got this whole translation written? No. Not the last part. Add this. Knowing, that having knowledge, with the knowledge that this thing will actually break your fast. If somebody didn't know, even though this person, he was sinful for not learning the fiqh of Ramadan, but because of his doubt, they didn't know that this invalidates the fast. And you know, like somebody didn't know somebody didn't know that, say for example, everybody would know that somebody, for example, for sexual intercourse is an invalidated fast. For example, they thought only food and drink. And they had sexual relations, for example. Now, that was their fault for not learning about it, but because there's this doubt, there's only qada, there's no kafara. So this is the khulasa or the summary according to the fuqaha, the jurists. Okay? In terms of eating and drinking, so there's three things, okay? You understood that. In terms of eating and drinking, anything that is consumed as a form of nourishment, as a form of food, and you incline towards that, even if minimal, even if it's a small amount, and in terms of sexual relations, you know, this is from the books to say, intercourse in both manners, you know, whether somebody is involved in anal intercourse or vaginal intercourse, both invalidate the fast for both the man and the woman, the husband and the wife. Of course, the former one being absolutely unlawful, haram and sinful, but it will invalidate the fast, necessitating both a qada and a kafara. Okay, so this is important to remember. So any kind of mistake or any shubha, doubt, then there is no kafara. Like for example, another example given, if somebody was backbiting and they heard the lecture, you know, I was talking in the morning and they heard my lecture and they thought actually backbiting invalidates your fast. So they were fasting in the month of Ramadan and they unfortunately got involved in backbiting and said, oh no, sitting was fast, is broken. They might as well just have some biryani now, yeah, because it's broken anyway. In a wrong way, there's a misconception, they misunderstood. And they actually thought fast was literally broken. And they actually started eating food. For this person as well, there's only qada. Because again, there's a mistake. It's not deliberately. You say it has to be absolutely clear cut, categorical, you know, clear as white as white, and as black as black. You know, that this person intentionally, deliberately, with firm resolve, in the month of Ramadan, when after starting the fast, ate either food, which is food, or drink, or full sexual intercourse. Only then is there qada and kafara. Otherwise, in all the other situations, when your fast breaks, it's only what? Makeup, qada, that's it. So this is very easy to remember. What is the kafara? For that, there's a famous hadith. There's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu relates that a man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, halaktu. O Messenger of Allah, I am destroyed. He said, وَمَا أَهْلَكَكَ. What's destroyed you? He said, وَقَعْتُ عَلَى إِمْرَأَتِي فِي رَمَضَانِ. I've done a mistake. I actually had sexual relations with my wife in the month of Ramadan. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, هَلْ تَجِدُ مَا تُعْتِقْ. Do you have something to free a slave? Do you have a slave that you can free? So he said, no. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, هَلْ تَسْتَطِيعْ أَنْ تَصُومَ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ. Are you able to fast 2 months consecutively? He said, no. So he said, هَلْ تَجِدْ مَا تُطْعِمُ سِتِّينَ مِسْكِينَ. Do you have enough food to feed 60 poor people? He said, no. Nothing. I'm completely broke. I don't have nothing. Whilst this conversation was taking place, فَأُتِيَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِعَرْضٍ. Somebody, and this was a hikmah of wisdom of Allah, suddenly somebody came with a gift to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with some dates, you know, there's a basket. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, تَصَدَّقْ بِهَذَا. Take this and go on, give this in. Feed the poor people with this, to do charity with this. You don't have anything, you're poor, here, take this. There was a big basket full. So you know what he said? SubhanAllah, this is an amazing hadith. He said, عَلَىٰ أَفْقَرِ مِنَّا فما بين لا بديها أهل البيت أحوج من أهل بيتي. Who do you want me to give this to the poor people? To somebody poorer than even me? By Allah, there is no household more poor than my household in the whole of Medina. فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled. And they say that this is one of the places where he, you know, smiles loudly. حتى بدت أنيابه. You could see his teeth. And he said, اذهب فأطعمه أهلك. Here, take it and feed it to your family. Now, can you feed to your family? Normally the fuqaha say no, the jurors say no. They say this was a special case for a special person by a special person. Do you understand? It has to be given to the poor. You can give it to relatives, maybe relatives, but you can't give it to your children, you can't give it to your parents. Like zakat. You know zakat, you can't give it to your parents, you can't give it to children. You can't give it to your wife, you can't give it to your husband. These are the two relationships where you can't give zakat. So, anyway, this hadith puts down and sets the basis of kafara. What is kafara? These are the three things. Number one, freeing a slave. Okay, number two is, so kafara is tahrir raqaba, freeing a slave. Whether male, female, Muslim, non-Muslim, but slavery has come to an end in our times, as you know. You can only go to the second level if a person is incapable of the first. Okay, we are only incapable from the first level because we don't have slavery now. Alhamdulillah, we don't have slavery. And Islam, you know, made a lot of excuses to Islam came with one of these objectives of removing slavery from the world, as you all know. That's why every action, freeing a slave, any kafara, free a slave, free a slave, free a slave, free a slave. Always, if you look at the hadith, freeing a slave. Why? Not so that people can buy slaves and then free them. So that slavery is ended. And this is another topic anyway. So, if somebody is incapable of doing that, then level step number two is what? What is it, brothers, sisters? Fasting 2 months consecutively. شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ. Fasting 2 months consecutively. But remember, 2 months in such a way that there is no Eid in the middle. Remember, you have to consecutively fast. If you miss one day, then you start back at zero. If you've done 57 days and you miss one day, alhamdulillah, you get a reward for 57 days, but you have to do the kafara again. So there's no Eid. So you have to make sure. Don't plan like there was this one somebody. I think a sister, she didn't know this, and she started after Ramadan, a kafara, like 30 days after Ramadan. And Eid al-Fitr came, Eid al-Adha came. Now that's Eid, you can't fast. So she asked me that, you know, I can't fast on the day of Eid, but can I continue my kafara? I said, no, you have to start again. So make sure that you know the next 60 days are free for you to fast. There's a free zone where you can fast. So you can't have any of the Eid days, and neither can you have the Ayyam al-Tashriq. You know the Ayyam al-Tashriq? The 3 days after Eid. Which Eid? Eid al-Adha. The 11th, the 12th, and the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. Okay, you can't fast on those days as well. As far as for sisters' menstrual periods is concerned and postnatal bleeding, if we say that, then that's an excuse, because if we say that, they're never going to do kafara, because when will they get 60? Unless in normal cases, but generally, 63 days free of menstruation, possible. So, menstruation doesn't matter, but they have to ensure that they do not let any one day pass. When there's no menstrual period, they're not in the state of menstruation and they don't fast. And number three, the third level is, if he's not able, capable of fasting 2 months consecutively, then what do you do? Feed 60 poor people. أَطْعَمَ سِتِينَ مِسْكِينَ. Feed them lunch as well as dinner, two meals. Remember this, two meals, lunch as well as dinner. If you want to give breakfast as well, give it, no problem. But what's important is two meals. Okay? And remember, same people. So one from the 60, one person, the same 60 people you have to give the lunch and the dinner. You can't give some 60 people lunch and another 60 people dinner. No, same person. You need to give them enough so they are One day they don't have any worry about food, you know, they're completely satisfied. So see, Islam takes out avenues of helping people, freeing the slave, feeding the poor. So same 60 people, and we also have a choice. There's two more choices. We can give two lunches or two dinners. Instead of lunch and dinner, you can give two dinners, and you can also give two lunches, right? And also possible that you take one poor person and you feed that one poor person for 60 days, two meals. The same thing. Instead of 60 people coming today one day for lunch and dinner, you know, all these 60 people here, these brothers come, I could just take one brother, this brother here, 60 days of eating. The same thing. For 60 days I'll have to feed him. And it's easy, it's deferred, you know, slowly, rather than spend all my money together today for 60 people. This is like paying in installments. Okay? So that's permissible as well. Now, a couple more points about this kafara. My time is very short. A couple more points about this kafara. One is that there's a situation where this kafara, this expiation, is forgiven. It's waived away from you. When is it waived away from you? After it becomes obligatory. If in the same day, like for example, today is the 14th of Ramadan, and there's a brother or a sister who intentionally, you know, eating, drinking, all those things we said, intentionally, deliberately invalidated, broke their fast. Okay, 14th of Ramadan. In the morning, 10 o'clock. I don't know what happened, just broke their fast. Now, in the same day, on that same day, if it was a sister, if something happened that allowed that person not to fast, like if it was a sister, 10 o'clock she broke her fast intentionally, 12 o'clock she started menstruating. Okay, now she can't fast on that day anyway. If that happened, or for example, somebody became ill, 10 o'clock I broke my fast, and 12 o'clock I came into such a situation that it would allow me not to fast, to break my fast. Do you understand? I became extremely ill, that normally, if I was this ill, I was allowed not to fast. And then in that case, that kafara is forgiven and waived away. Because on that day you were going to break your fast anyway. Again, any kind of doubt, kafara is forgiven. Did everybody understand this point? Did people understand this point? Clear? Alhamdulillah. I hope you have. Or for example, you traveled. And you started your fast, and then you traveled. And whilst traveling, you broke your fast deliberately. Again, there's no kafara. It's forgiven. Because in travel, you have this concession of not fasting. No, sorry. This last point, sorry. So just remove that. Erase it. I'll talk about it, but just erase it right now. So we said kafara is forgiven, hayd, menstruation. Okay. Menstruation, if that happens on that day, what else did I say? Menstruation or postnatal bleeding for the sisters only. What else?
Sickness
that would allow you, okay, to break the fast. And you know how the scholars, they mentioned that if somebody deliberately made themselves sick, somebody broke their fast on the 14th of Ramadan, 10 o'clock. Then somebody told him, you know what, you have to do kafara 60 days. Oh no, so he jumped off the building. Made himself ill, so that he becomes ill. The jurists clearly mentioned that in that case, kafara is not forgiven. Intentionally you became sick, deliberately, so that you get off the hook. That's not permissible. But if somebody becomes ill, as far as traveling is concerned, it's the opposite of what I've just said. In traveling, kafara is not forgiven. Once you've started, this is traveling later on. Somebody kept it fast, 10 o'clock in the morning, intentionally drank some water, broke their fast, invalidated the fast, 12 o'clock travel from Loughborough to go to London. Kafara is not forgiven, you still have to do the kafara. Okay, so that's one point. And one other point about fasting, one extra last point about, sorry, about kafara, is this is very important. A lot of people ask this. One kafara is sufficient. Enough. وَكَفَتْ كَفَارَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ عَنْ جِمَاعٍ مُتَعَدٍ وَأَكْلٍ مُتَعَدٍ فِي رَمَضَانٍ وَاحِدٍ أَوْ رَمَضَانَيْنِ بِشَرْطٍ لَمْ يَتَخَلَّلْهُ تَكْفِيرٌ. This is one line. What this line means is that one kafara is sufficient. One expiation is enough and sufficient for fats broken on more than one occasion, or whether by eating food, drinking, or sexual intercourse, whatever, in one Ramadan or more than one Ramadan. So like in this Ramadan, for example, there's a brother who broke his fast on the 3rd, and then the 8th Ramadan, and the 10th one, and then the 15th one, and the 27th one. One kafara, one expiation is enough. Or there's a brother this month, this year, last year, the year before, 5 years ago, there were so many fasts that were broken. You just do one kafara, inshallah, it's forgiven for the rest. There's a difference of opinion between the scholars, but this is the mainstream Hanafi opinion. It's easy, because it's kind of difficult. Even if it's for different Ramadans, it'll be difficult for people. So one time, and you know, actually it's good. Some scholars say that once in your lifetime you should do those 60 days. Just, you know, precautionary measure. When you are not practicing, maybe you might have intentionally, deliberately done something, maybe so. Just do one kafara, 60 days in your life. It's good, you need less, some exercise, and then you do some dieting as well. So it's good to do it once in your lifetime. But one kafara is enough. But there's one condition, is that if it's two Ramadans, the kafara should not come in the middle. What does that mean? 5 years ago, for example, I didn't, but I'm just giving you an example, right? 5 years ago, in one of the Ramadans, I broke my fast intentionally, okay? And 2 years ago, again, I broke my fast intentionally, okay? In the middle, I did a kafara. It's simple. In the middle, I did a kafara. So that one kafara will not be enough for the two Ramadans, which basically means, in other words, that if it's for the past, and not for the future. You can't, kafara cannot be, okay, one kafara is done for whatever in the future in your lifetime. No. The reason being is that if you've done this deliberately, 6-7 different Ramadans in your life, this one kafara should be enough as admonishment and as a means of gaining a lesson, learning a lesson. And if you repeat, then you have to repeat the kafara. Okay, so that's what kafara in English is, expiation. Expiate for it.